Welcome to the Cyclomatic Fallcast.
It's Friday. It's after work.
And this is the Cyclone Fanatic Fallcast. Get my geek on. Get my geek on. The Cyclone Fanatic Fallcast is presented by Iowa's most recommended real estate agent, Mark Charter.
Now, hear this.
No other agent in Iowa offers more when you buy or sell your home through Mark Charter, including a customizable commission plan when you list your home. You choose 5, 6, or 7%. Read more about Mark Charter and see why he is Iowa's most recommended realtor at Trulia.com and MarkCharter.com.
This is how we roll.
And now, please welcome your hosts, Mark Charter, Chris Williams, and Adam Gray.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to this week's FAW. That'd be the podcast at CycloneFanatics.com. It stands for Friday After Work, not X's and O's Radio. Mark, what are you doing, Mark Charter?
I'm so frustrated right now.
You're obsessed with this app on your
phone. Well, when you tweet something out to people that they're going to be able to watch us do this live, and
why do they
get down here?
But why do people want to watch us?
Because people like to look behind the curtain.
Exactly.
That's why.
Hey, let's welcome Matt Van Winkle into the house.
What's up, man?
What's up, Matty?
Long time no see.
You've grown up, bud.
Matty's
started with an intern with us. How many years ago?
4 years ago, I think. I was a junior in college, so I've been graduated for 2 years. So it's probably been 4 years now.
Well, now you're a big boy. You're an actual professional, unlike the rest of us here.
I don't know about that.
Tell everybody what you do.
Well, I work at Channel 13, WHO. I'm a photojournalist down there. I shoot news stories, sports stories. So
you're everywhere.
A little bit of everything.
Mark, meet Matt. Matt, Mark.
Do you know Nick Robertson?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
of course.
A client of mine.
Nice.
Buying a house.
Yeah, he is.
Small world.
Cool. I'll have to tell him you said what's up.
I will.
Mark
definitely.
Charter said the podcast is awesome.
We're waiting.
Listen to the podcast.
We're waiting on Adam Gray to show up. We've been waiting. We're starting 20 minutes late, and he's still not here.
You can't count on Adam Gray, and you can't count on technology, apparently.
He had an appointment.
My phone's letting me down.
He had an appointment up in Ames, so we decided we needed to get going just so we could not waste away the day. Mark, I'm going to wait on the Size House of Trivia review until Gray gets here.
So we can bash him a little.
Because he needs to be a part of this. Matt, what's it feel like for you to be a part of the podcast? You've been on podcasts with me before, but this has to be one of the groundbreaking, earth-shattering moments
of
your career.
I'm a loyal listener.
Yeah.
I listen every week.
You actually came up with the name.
I did.
It's one of the reasons why I wanted you to join us, to tip of the hat.
Well,
he came up with Fawcast.
But no royalties, right?
No royalties.
Once the t-shirts start.
All I ask is once
you're actually right. We should do that.
Once the nut cups come in, I want one.
Dude, we...
Please.
Maybe Gray can give us an update on the nut cups.
One.
But as far as the problem is, we've got like a couple hundred nut cups just lying around. And I don't know what to do with them.
I feel like I killed dreams on that because I was the one that said, you guys might want to check with Iowa State. And then it got quickly derailed from there.
I'm glad that you did because I did not want to get like a cease and desist letter from Iowa State. I'd much rather not.
And then you'd have like 200 nut cups that you couldn't sell and you just have to give them to like the Little League down the street.
Well, you know what I thought about that? Apparently the nut cups, I think I talked about this on here or KXNO, one of the two, but they're non-refundable.
Oh.
You can't just...
Which makes some sense.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to rub your boys all over them and then return.
Your clones.
Yeah, rub your clones.
The good thing Gray's not here. He'd already be red in the face.
Yeah, he would be...
Oh, God.
He'd think that we're crossing a line by talking about your clones.
Our manness.
No, but Matt...
The people want to know.
They do. And the thing about the cups is people are like, oh, you're doing it because they lost to UAB. No, we're not. This has been decades in the making. Okay.
It has been. I know. I remember because I was doing like a game chat with you one day and what was it? It was like Oklahoma State a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you brought up the topic. You're like, man, I've been thinking about this idea for so long. I want to get it done.
In college, I'm sitting there watching just, you know, heartache after heartache. And I'm thinking, we need to commemorate this.
Didn't you say the Nebraska home game they lost in
2010?
Yeah.
When
that was like
the failed fake PAT.
Who threw that pass anyway?
Daniel Keel.
That wounded duck.
Daniel Keel's actually really, I feel really bad for him. That's like his one moment, and he's a good...
Let's do a story on him.
We should get him to join us here, actually. Good dude. He was one of our, I think he still is one of Austin or Not's best friends, so really? Daniel would come around, like, when Austin worked for us. Daniel would be around, and it just, your heart aches for him. You know, your heart aches for that guy because non-scholarship guy put in that situation. And I'm not blaming Rhodes. I still love the call. Yeah. To this day, I love the call.
That was a good call.
I love the call. And it was there, but that kid just didn't execute. And
it's not a call that he would make today. I think
he's
we've
a completely different coach.
I agree. I was running the board op for that game at KASI back in the studio. And I was sitting there watching on that little, like, tiny screen in the corner there.
Like 11-inch black and white.
Oh, gosh. And I was watching, and I just was silent for the rest of the day.
Dude, that was done some bad Cyclone reactions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one right up there. And not even like just, you know, you had a level of people who were pissed at the call, obviously, because it's the whole hindsight thing. If Keel makes the pass, Rhodes is a genius.
Right. Yeah.
But instead it goes down as you put a walk on in that situation and you didn't execute, so you're an idiot. But like...
Wasn't there someone wide open on that play?
Yeah. Yeah,
who was it?
It was an easy score.
Oh,
would have been. I don't remember.
Some sort of tight end or...
Yeah. I want to say it was like... Was it Colin Franklin?
It might have been.
Don't remember.
I don't even remember.
That sounds right.
Nope.
But I just... I remember... You know, as a broadcaster... On the radio network, it's a little bit different. I can be a homer. I can be whatever I want.
Yeah.
But, like, I'll never forget, like, doing that show wanting to cry. Because I felt so bad for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, I just felt terrible. And, like, think about, too, how big of a play that is for Paul Rhodes. You're in, what, 3 bowl games in 3 years?
Yeah.
If Keel makes that pass?
Yep.
Hey, Adam.
Look, you just graced us with his presence.
Gray doesn't even know what we're talking about now.
We're talking about the Daniel Keel, the miss.
The throw that was short to Colin Franklin?
Yeah, it was Colin Franklin. Okay, that's what I said. Yeah. We were struggling who the intended receiver was.
It was a great play call.
Yes, just no lack of execution.
Nebraska was fooled, and I like how people, too, were killing Paul Rhodes thinking that they should have just kicked the extra point and gone to overtime.
No.
If that pass was complete...
He's a genius.
Yeah, and like you said, 3 bowl games in 3 years, which for Iowa State is pretty much unheard of.
I was just saying, though, Paul wouldn't make that same call today.
What's he doing with a second-string punter throwing that?
He's the holder. Here's the deal, Matt. Like, they don't.
I'm sure they practiced it.
Yeah, they don't call that play unless they practice it ad nauseum during practice that week. Because that's how it works. Yeah. Like on Sunday, like the coaches, they've got. So the playbook is, let's say it's 100 plays, just because it's an easy number. Not every play is in for that week.
Yeah.
And how that works is, you know, like an 80 of them are in. Mm-hmm. That week, and that was one of them. So I'm sure that it had been practiced.
Well, it's like in baseball, like we practice hitting the cutoff man. Any time in practice, you hit 10 out of 10 times you hit the guy, and then the one time in the game you miss it. And
yeah, it's like making a 2-footer. You make 2-footers all day, and then you go to the Masters and you get a 2-footer.
Yeah,
and that throw was a 2-footer.
Hands get a little tight at that point.
Yeah.
Let me give a shout out to our podcast listeners as well, and as well as a specific reminder. Someone on Twitter earlier today said that Cyclone fans are supposed to wear red tomorrow
for
support
Fred.
Of Hoiberg.
Okay. Yeah.
He wanted us to mention that. So
that's a good reminder, because I had forgotten about that.
That has been done, but continued shout out to, it's a beautiful day outside. It's Thursday. I'm heading out of town here later today, so I'm not going dark on this podcast.
Don't do a shout out to the haters.
No, I'm not going to go dark, but okay. I was reminded this week or the last week that my brand of humor is not meant for everybody. And I know this. This is not a surprise to me. And Gray missed because earlier we were talking about nothing but nut cups.
Yeah.
So that was a reminder of me at this point in the podcast to say, oh, by the way, if you don't like us, stop listening. If you do like us, keep listening.
Bloom made a great comparison last night. We were having a beer. And I got to apologize to Adam publicly here about that momentarily. But we were talking about this podcast.
Yeah.
And I thought Bloom put it really well. It is what it is. At this point, you shouldn't be surprised by it. It's like a sophomoric show on Comedy Central.
Yeah.
It's not for everybody.
It's like Tosh 2.0 or something to that effect.
So, I'm tired. Here's the deal, though, Mark. I don't want to have to do this disclaimer every time we do a podcast.
I don't either.
And we're overreacting to like two people. Okay.
But here was the point I was going to make.
Our listenership love what we do. So
here was the shout out, though. Got a correspondence from somebody that alluded to the fact that on the show that I've said a lot of times that Fanatics are supporting me. They're going out of their way to use me as their agent. They're calling me with questions, etc. And this particular person said, I really doubt that that's true. And my gut reaction to that was, well, no, it is true. I haven't lied a single time on this. You know, the people that do listen to this and that I've met. We met one at Size House of Trivia the other night. Came up, introduced himself, said when he's getting ready to move, he'll be calling me for that. So you guys have been...
Yeah, we were in the beer line.
Yeah. You guys have been tremendous supporters, and I appreciate all of you that like me. Those of you that don't, I do not appreciate you. But everybody else. So yes, it is working.
Sure,
me being on this is working.
We have fun doing this, but you're not a dumb businessman. If it wasn't working, you wouldn't be paying us to advertise. Yeah. It's simple.
I think as someone that listens to the podcast too, if you click the link, you know what you're getting into when you.
And I always
you're
put
not
a
just
descri-
gonna yeah. yeah you always put a description, but
apparently that's not true.
No,
I think
it should be.
But you know, you say you don't have to do the disclaimer every time, but sometimes we might get first time listeners and they might come into it thinking that they're going to hear a Jeff Woody type conversation.
I think the solution is to recut our intro. And say something in the intro every week that plays.
Yeah. This may not be for you.
May not be for you.
Let's get Liebel on that.
It's not exactly R-rated, but, occasionally Gray likes to curse on this thing. So
yeah,
I do. Changing the subject, though, how was Size House of Trivia? I was devastated not to make it.
We best showing in Team Cyclone Fanatic history.
You know, I didn't appreciate the message you sent me on Saturday.
What did I say?
You know what you said.
I was kind of...
A little tipsy?
I had a few beers. Charter can't drink worth a lick.
All right, so here's the truth about Chris. So I'm drinking. I'm sitting right next to him. Chris is one of those competitive drinkers, meaning he'll drink a beer and he'll look over at you and say, how many is that for you?
Well, that's how Gray and I generally roll.
And he reminded me a significant amount of times how many more beers ahead of me than I was. The first to admit, I like slushies, I like milk, I like orange juice. Yes, you saw me drinking beer, but it's not my beverage of choice.
And then Mark's comeback would be like, I'm not from Southwest Iowa. The hell is that supposed to mean?
And he's an adult with kids now. We don't count how many beers we drink anymore.
I did find
that funny when I was in Kansas City and I was hungover. You're like, Gray, well, so how many beers did you have, Gray? I'm like, I don't know. I didn't count.
Yeah, how many beers I had at Bloom's wedding?
Two?
No. The only reason I know this is because I brought my own case of Busch Light.
Yes, you did.
And I hit it in like our little hut, like where the groomsman he got married out on this lake. Out in DeSoto. It's beautiful, actually.
Yeah. It's really nice.
They've got is it a farm?
It's a barn.
No. I was just there. Yeah. It's past weekend.
Oh, okay.
I had a buddy get me.
So it's like an open barn, too.
We had like a little hut, like where we got dressed. And I brought my own case because my old deal was I knew I was going to be there all day. And I knew that they had a limited amount of kegs. So I'm like, I've got all this Busch Light. I might as well just bring my own. I had 22 Busch Lights from the time I got there until the end of the night. And that's not including, I know I had some from the keg as well. And I was completely coherent. I was completely normal at the end of that night. Yeah.
You're like a well-conditioned athlete, really.
Well, and hence the other problem. So since we had this baby 2 months ago, I was in the best shape of my life doing Jack Whipper's CrossFit down there.
Yes.
Best shape of my life.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm cranking out like 25 pull-ups in a row. I'm running sub 6 minute miles. I was killing it.
You're doing laundry on your tummy.
I am so fat now.
Yeah.
I feel like a piece of garbage.
Yeah, you look pregnant.
Oh my, no, my clothes are fitting tighter now. Like tight t-shirts I used to be able to wear. Now are like, they just make me look fat.
Just when he's getting
not good.
Uber famous. He's going in the reverse.
Normally people
get better looking and dress better. He's going the opposite direction.
Do you have a makeup artist? I mean, I know you're on the radio, but just being big time, do you have someone that kind of dolls you up when you get the cakes and all?
The gig is not funny anymore, Adam.
I laugh. Mark's laughing over
Dude,
here.
It's only you're only like, what, 2 months in? It can't be too old already.
What?
you making all your money being a big shot.
Oh, I thought me being fat.
No, and that, you know, the older Cameron gets, the better schedule. You'll get back into the workout routine.
I need to,
and
man.
you'll be cut again in no time,
dude. I just like walked up a flight of stairs last week and wanted to die. It was horrible.
But I am interested if Chris can remember. So Size House of Trivia.
Yeah,
it was my first time going. Great event. I mean, it was probably better than I expected. It's pretty well organized.
Yeah.
I didn't know Murph and Andy were the host. Are they always the host?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I felt like the questions were fair.
I hear they're easier this year than they've been.
I had heard that they were super obscure, but I honestly felt like, with the exception of maybe a couple, everything was gettable if you happen to know that particular subject.
Sure.
It wasn't like, dude, no way anybody's getting that. And they started with Iowa counties. That was the first category, which...
The first category is always easy. And then
I mean, we didn't get
that,
all
that was
of them.
The hardest first category I remember.
And then our team did not do so hot on like the science type space questions.
Yeah, my wife wasn't worth a crap on that. I thought she'd be a little better on the science stuff.
Your wife's like
the doctor.
Super quiet.
Yeah, it's her.
Like, she could have answered 20 questions that night. And I don't even know she did, because she's down at the end of the table and she wasn't like a piping up, raising her hand type of thing.
She's a shy gal.
Well, every time she goes to talk, Chris just starts talking. He, you know, drowns her out a little bit.
Shut it down. Shut it down.
That's why she married me, so she didn't have to talk to people.
Question about Size House of Trivia.
Yeah.
Okay. I heard prior going into
have
it.
You never been?
I have once, but okay. Not. I covered it in college for a story. I guess they don't let media in there now, that they let students cover it. It's kind of a weird thing. They don't want you covering people drinking.
People drinking, yeah. Right.
I get it, because you've got like your coaches and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
it's kind of like...
I was a student and they kind of followed me around, so they wanted to make sure I knew what I was doing. So
gotcha.
But anyway, I know that they have like celebrities every year come and sit at a table. Did they do that this year?
Yeah, yeah.
Who were the celebrities? I'm curious.
Our biggest celeb was Ed Wilson at our table.
Yeah, we had Ed.
Ed was there, nice.
Honestly, the celebrities, used to be a deal where they would...
The coaches would come, right?
Yeah, but like now, like the trivia falls in such a recruiting hot period for men's basketball. So like Fred and those guys are never there.
What surprised me, unless I missed it, was no basketball players. Because there were player representatives from almost every other sport.
Like former, like guys that had just graduated, you know.
Well, the guy our wrestler that just won the national championship.
Kevin.
Yep, he was there.
It's usually people who have graduated.
Okay. And a ton of players, but there was no George, no Nass, who's banged up. I mean, none of those guys. So it felt maybe a little bit of a letdown as far as that element goes.
I don't exactly blame Iowa State for not putting Nass Long in the situation where you've got a bunch of crazed fans trying
drinking
to
beer,
yeah,
pictures of you with cell phones.
If I'm Iowa State, I probably wouldn't go that
route
either.
Protected a little bit.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's a different world now.
Usually the players that they let do it are seniors that are done playing. Done.
Yeah.
Done.
Okay.
Because, I mean, think about it, though. Like, somebody wants a picture with George, and they're holding beer. I mean, even if he's not doing it. Like,
in this world, it gets out. That's a good point.
Yeah. I mean, just everybody's posting it on their social media. I don't think I'd go that route either.
Yeah. But it looks like a fun event. Looks really
it's
cool.
Fun. It's fun. Yeah, I look forward to it every year. We got 59th, tied for 59th. That's really good for us.
Out of 60?
Out of 100.
So I'm done now. I'm off the team.
Let's just say, like, when free agency comes around, you're not a priority.
Huh.
I can be signed for cheap, though.
And to be fair, I think you got good value out of the team. I think my wife added some answers.
Yep, she did. You and your wife were strong.
I added several. I wish I would have been a little stronger in the movie quote category, because that's bread and butter.
Yeah.
And there were a few that I was on the fence about.
When movie quotes came up, you guaranteed 10 for 10, and he did
no,
that.
No, I don't recall that guarantee, but we did okay.
Yeah, we did all right.
There was what was the obscure one?
I'd say my wife was the weak link this year.
What was the one about? I can't quote this directly, but testing Gray, since he wasn't there.
All right, Tara.
It was the one about again, not quoting accurately, but do we have any vacancies? 12 vacancies. All 12 are vacant. That was essentially the quote. If you remember, you were drinking. What movie was that from?
I kind of checked out on movie quotes because I don't watch movies.
That was from Psycho.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got that one, but we missed something from the Vengeance one. Oh, we missed a Godfather quote, which bothered me. That was a bummer, and there was another one that we should have had that we missed, but apparently Chris wasn't even trying.
Not on movie quotes.
He was counting how many beers he had been drinking compared to you.
So, by the way, I know he's going to love this, but... as we're leaving, a woman.
Why do you do this?
Oh, stop!
Come on,
because
Mark.
It's factual. You know, and I'm not allowed to talk about sex anymore. So this is what I talk about.
Gray's panties will get in a bunch.
So the reality is this: we're leaving. And a woman comes up with a poster where she'd collected a lot of other autographs.
Yeah.
And she asked Mr. Williams for an autograph. Says, we go to the site every day. That's what she said. And I think she may have said, like, they love your show or whatever. And he signed.
Did you charge?
Or he signed.
I told her, I go, I'll ruin it. That's what I say to that lady.
But like it or not. You're a known quantity, man. People want your ink.
But it's like it not – there's no value.
It's value to them.
You're a big part of the Cyclone family.
It wasn't like a kid, though. It was like an older lady.
Embrace it.
She was probably in her 40s, maybe. Yeah.
If I was doing something important, I would embrace it. I'm not.
You're giving coverage to Iowa State fans. It's important.
Yeah.
Just building the brand.
Just accept it. Yeah, why do you fight it so much?
Because I'm not doing anything important. Like the guys who should be giving autographs are doctors and people saving lives.
Real estate agents, you know?
There you go. I'm sure you would love to give somebody your autograph.
I've done it. I did it when I was in high school.
Did you sign like some woman's breast?
Myself,
like, on Happy Gilmore?
Myself and Jamie Burrow, who played in Nebraska.
Talladega Nights, isn't it?
Yeah.
So
Happy Gilmore, too.
Remember? Oh, really? I don't know.
So myself and a few other players, it was funny because we were at Ames High and we went to an elementary school for like a read with the kids day, and I was a senior and went with some other good players, and it was myself and them, and all the kids have no idea who we are, and they come up and they want you to sign, so we sign. And I remember Tim Floyd was there, so they got Tim Floyd and Mark Charter on the same.
Oh man,
whatever. What's that worth today, ladies and gentlemen?
That's my deal too. Like for that lady, I mean, it's a nice. She's got all these Iowa State. In 20 years, she's gonna be like, "Who the hell is this guy?"
Like if somebody came up to you with like something to sign, and there was one other signature on it, and it was Hoiberg's.
No,
and
I'd then be like, I'm not ruining this.
And then they're like, "Chris, will you sign right next to him?"
I would say, "I'm not ruining this."
Like, no,
I'm one F-bomb away from being unemployed. Okay.
Yes. Williams just turned heel, grabbed the poster, ripped it in half, stormed
WWE
out the door.
Reference from Van Winkle. I love it.
Got it.
Yeah,
I love it. So Van Winkle, I was watching. This is the show Total Divas.
Yeah.
It's the WWE, like, women's...
I don't have cable, like but I know what it is.
My wife loves this show.
I could watch that show all day long with the sound off.
So AJ's out of WWE now.
Yeah, she's gone.
They're good looking.
Her and CM Punk.
So we're watching Total Divas, like, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And they're, like, panning across. You know how they'll do, like, crowd shots? And it's a photo of me and Van Winkle.
No.
Yeah,
no
a
way.
Video of Van Winkle and I from WWE Raw in September.
Like, a still photo?
No.
It was, the video.
It was, you know, because they just go to a bunch of B-roll.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, during these shows.
Yeah.
And it's you and me.
Going no, no.
You're going no, the Daniel Bryan
yeah.
no.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've got, like, thumbs down and
yeah.
And I'm cursing the Russian. The
Rusev.
Yeah. How come you didn't pause it and take a picture of this and put it
well,
out there?
Well, we have it.
There are screen grabs.
Matt, I believe, is it still your Facebook profile picture? You and I at WWE Raw?
It was my
Raw?
Twitter for a while.
Oh, okay. We were sitting right behind the announcers.
Okay.
And we were on TV like the whole night.
Let me test your knowledge because I have no idea, but my wife does watch that show legitimately, and I don't know
it's
why.
It's a good show. They do a nice job of the production, really.
Who are the twins?
The Bellas.
One is married to Daniel Bryan.
They are not ugly.
One is married to Daniel Bryan. Is the other one?
She's with John Cena.
John Cena, yeah.
Yeah. There you go. So we were on Total Divas.
That's awesome.
You and I made the cut. Wow.
Which is fitting for Chris Williams.
No, but you think about all the B-roll that
see what I did there?
WWE
I saw
has from all their events, and they stumbled upon you and me.
We were very animated that day. We had a few in us. And,
yes, we did.
And you guys are probably standing out, too, because you were in a crowd of, 10, 11-year-olds, and you were the only two people over 20?
Yeah, because they just let – it's all 10 and 11-year-olds. So they don't have people there taking them there.
You, me, and Corey Taylor from Slipknot.
Yep,
Slipknot.
It was when we were sitting there. Corey Taylor.
Williams is like – he reminds me of the Counting Crows song. Long December, is that the name of that song? Famous song. But he's got a line in the song about the way the light attaches to a girl, which means, like, you just see that girl in the room and the spotlight's on her. It seems that way. That's Chris, dude. He walks in the room, the spotlight opens up, hits him, and people know. They go, that guy's special. Maybe I'm not sure why. I don't know, but there's something about him. Something about that kid.
This makes you feel uncomfortable, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't like
about
it. Yeah.
This makes him feel as uncomfortable as me talking about something from my past. You know, it's the same thing. You guys have yet to find anything to make me feel uncomfortable about.
Yeah, I don't know if it's possible.
It's probably not.
I've never really tried to dig anything up on
it's
you.
It's probably not.
I know a lot of people around Ames, though. You could ask. We could find something.
You could ask. You know, you already know I was homeschooled. Fire away on that one.
Time out real quick. Chris, you want to check to make sure this is still recording?
It's recording.
It is. Okay.
So what's the story on that? Yeah, I heard it. So I saw a tweet.
Bloom and Gray came over to my house last night, and they were going to do this NBA that 10 people were going to listen to. Uh-huh. Gray's been begging us for a year to do an NBA podcast. So
I bet he X'd and O'd the crap out of that thing.
You are embellishing quite a bit.
So I got it up and running for them, and it was working fine.
Yeah.
And then I went up, because I'm not going to be on that. Like, yeah. I'm not. At 8:30 on a Wednesday night, I'm not going to waste an hour.
You don't want to talk about Steph Curry picking
yeah,
rolls.
When I can yeah. be hanging out with my daughter, like I'm not going to be yeah. doing that. Yeah. Those guys want to do it, fine. I was going to put it up on Fnatic, and it was going to be great.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it would have been a good podcast. I mean, Bloom's really talented.
yeah, he is.
So, but I came back down, and the thing hadn't been recording.
Oh, really?
I felt terrible because they like, came all the way out to Bondurant. I mean, I really felt sick.
Bloom's got to know that.
Come well, on, that's man. My deal. Bloom's the freaking engineer yeah. for the Cyclone Radio Network. His entire job is doing stuff come like on. This. He knows
making sure things are recorded.
Yeah, he's forgotten more about Adobe than I will ever know in my life.
Yeah.
And yet it somehow gets pinned on me. But.
Well, you got it set up, and you never gave him the computer.
The
so
computer was right in front of him.
It was turned away, though.
Were you guys all the way through
Brent
it?
Can't grab a computer and turn
45
it
minutes, probably.
45.
Yeah.
So did you redo it, or were you just like,
no, we just said screw it. Jeez. And it was fantastic. Bloom was talking about his time with Orlando Magic. He was with the Magic for a year and a half, and
yeah.
how he, you know, was around LeBron's posse and how they couldn't drink alcohol during the season because LeBron wouldn't let them. He said, if I can't drink during the season,
oh, really?
All 20 of you guys can't. So it was fascinating. It was a good podcast. I felt good. I felt that, you know, I finally was able to do a podcast with a true talent like Brent Bloom. You know,
yep.
it's been lacking for my resume.
Yep.
This is true.
And because it was NBA, Williams didn't feel the need to actually record it. You know, if we're talking WWE or...
I just think it's funny, though, like, and Bloom even admits this.
What?
Like, that he's the engineer.
Yeah, I know.
Without Bloom, John Walters and Eric Heft would not be on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Yet... Bloom and a I simple
this,
podcast.
This thing up here. This, our setup here. Bloom and I set this up.
Yeah. And it works great.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I went to Bondurant, which is roughly 2 hours away from Johnston.
It got you away from your wife and kids for the night. Don't complain.
You know.
It's good to hear, though, that you were willing to make the drive over there.
I was, yeah.
I'm disappointed. I honestly was going to listen to it. I was looking forward to it. And it screwed me because it was going to be our front page content for the morning.
Oh, man.
So we didn't have anything.
Chris has got another event coming up in Bondurant as well.
Yeah, I won't be there.
Are you already checking out?
You're not coming?
I answered you on Facebook. I heard you had the same conversation on the radio last night with Ross and Downs. They RSVP'd, yes. I RSVP'd, no. I got a buddy who's it's his 30th birthday. He's throwing a party.
Oh.
During that time, too.
It's always something.
I don't know if I invited you.
What is it?
It's always something.
It's always the last thing.
No, you're invited because you're part of the group.
It's awkward. Yeah,
yeah. This is really awkward.
I was going to say, though, that would make it no.
That's right. I work every weekend.
Yeah,
so.
I say you have Saturdays.
We're not going to do a podcast from there, but that would be epic.
No.
It's going to be a quality room.
See, why do you always want to take like fun and make it work for me? Like, Mark was texting me this morning.
Because I forget it's work.
You should have a podcast listener. No, I'm not going to have some total stranger come to my house on a Saturday night when I'm trying to enjoy a fight with my friends.
And my point to him was, like, 12, 13, 14 weeks ago, I was a total stranger to him.
And I never invited you to my house when you were a stranger.
But look what happened, man.
But let's be honest.
If you got married today, I'd be your best man.
The podcast listeners are awesome. You know they'd bring over some good booze.
I don't care. I don't want them in my house. I don't want you people in my house.
Hey, Fallcast listeners, next time I throw a party, I'm inviting one of you, okay?
Right.
I'm not too – I haven't become too famous and
have
too
fun
good,
explaining that
like
to Julie. Yeah, some guy I've never met before. He's going to come over, and he's going to be in the same house that our children sleep
you know
in.
What I'm gonna
tell
do?
Her.
You know what I'm going to do this summer? Just to say, screw you, Williams. I'm going to have a barbecue at my house and invite nothing but listeners.
Yeah.
So that would be fine.
That's
go
what I'm going to do.
If you want to do that, then that's great, and I would be there with bells on.
No, you're not invited.
Fine. I won't come then.
Because you've already said you don't like our listeners.
No, I love our listeners. But
he's just too big time to invite his
night,
house.
On a night where I want to kick – and if you're going to keep doing this, I'll pull the invite from you.
Oh, you're one of those guys.
On a night where I just want
to – A party Indian giver
I just
want to you are. I see.
That's is that racist?
No, that's not racist.
Okay.
No.
On a night where I want to kick back, have some beers, and watch a fight with my friends, I don't want to have to work.
Well, hey, teacher. I think what it really is, though, to really get under skin is the radio gig started.
Yeah.
The money started pouring in.
Just flowing in.
He went out and bought a couple pieces of art. He doesn't want anyone stealing his stuff.
Art?
Yeah. Michelangelo's or whatever the case may be.
Stop.
Yeah. You know?
Matt, if you can get off, come on over. May 2nd.
Is that a Sunday? Or
May 4th?
Saturday fight.
I think it's the 2nd.
May 2nd.
Gray's already said he can't come.
I can't make it. Sean, I wish I could.
Dude, does that surprise you at all?
No.
You're just that guy.
I'm actually in a little bit of a slump ever since you've been around as far as not making it. But before that, I would say I was probably one of the more consistent people to come to the parties that
compared
you
compared to who? Bloom?
Bloom, Arnaud, Tron. Those guys. I felt like I was...
Well, Tron doesn't ever come to anything.
Yeah, no. I hope you're listening, Tron.
Too good.
I don't ever see Tron. I don't see Tron anymore. Arnaud lives in Charlotte.
It'd be before he moved. I mean, how many times did he say he was coming and not show up? And you're giving me crap right here because of one time I said I was coming and I didn't show up.
No, that was because that was for a good cause.
Yeah, I
said maybe coming.
I mean, here we are raising funds to fight pediatric cancer. And
your buddy's getting his head shaved.
Gray claims he's coming, and
I said maybe I would come.
I don't know.
All right, let's change the subject. I don't, you know.
Adam, subject changer Gray.
Do you have like any games for us today, Mark?
This is his new name. No, I was thinking about doing a movie quote game, but then I remembered you don't know any movies, and that would have been really crappy.
We should do Seinfeld.
We were talking about Seinfeld before Gray got here today, because I was asking if you'd seen something, and you said no, but I've seen every Seinfeld episode. I
don't remember. 10 times at minimum.
And then we started going down memory lane with Mickey, the little person.
Yeah. The little person, yeah.
That was fantastic. But I was saying you need to watch Curb Your Enthusiasm. Have you seen that?
I've seen a little bit. I don't get HBO. It's HBO, right?
Yeah.
So
I want to talk to Matt about his experience interning at CycloneFanatic.com.
Sure. Let's hear about this.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to know.
Am I still an intern?
Sorry, I was adjusting the wrong.
What was it like to clean the toilets back then?
No, you're not an intern anymore.
Okay,
you're paid and you're paid independent contractor now.
Okay.
What
Yeah, Jared's assumed the title of intern now.
So. Yeah,
he's done a fine job.
Jared's done a nice work. Jared's gonna be doing more and more in the future.
Nice.
Yeah, he's come a long way.
He has.
What when do you first remember meeting me? I don't remember like why.
So I think the first time I ever like.
Give me some good like old school.
Well, before I started at Fanatic, I really liked the site, and I'd always wanted to meet you, and I was like, oh, it's Chris Williams, he's so cool.
Until you got to know me, and then you're like, oh.
And then I was introduced to you from Ian Smith, who.
Ian. Yeah.
Ian.
Ian.
We coached baseball together at Ames High, and his dad was my baseball coach, Eric Bappy. So. He introduced me to you and said, hey, this would be a great opportunity for you in school. And I think I met you at one of the interview sessions during spring practices or something. Like
those are always riveting.
We met up before that or something, and it was pretty cool. You were a lot cooler than I thought you'd be.
We were pretty cool. Like, I don't know, bosses.
Yeah. Yeah, you were.
I mean, you get to know Gray a little bit.
Yeah.
And
yep.
Bloom. And
yeah. Yep.
We're a fun crew to be around.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's a good place people. To intern.
Yeah. And it's funny because any of you guys use the app Time Hop or anything? Have you seen that?
My wife uses it.
So it like tells you what you were doing like a year ago today, 2 years ago.
Is that what's been popping up on Facebook like the last couple months? Yeah. You see that?
So like I'll go through my Time Hop and see like, oh, 4 years ago, what did Paul Rhodes have to say about spring practice? And I like watch my old videos and I'm like, wow, what was I doing?
Is it the same? He saying the same thing over and over though?
Oh,
like you compare it 4 years ago till today and he's saying the same thing, just different players.
Hair's a little bit darker on him, and
he's a lot more gray now.
He's lost a lot of weight, though.
He has.
I mean,
it's funny because at Channel 13, we still use his headshot from when he was first hired, and he's a lot bigger, a little thicker.
It's a lot like the president, where you see a picture of them on inauguration day,
mm-hmm.
and then you see them when they're done,
yeah,
and they look. I mean, they look like they've aged 20 years, and that's how a lot of these coaches
Which is crazy, because presidents always end up living for, 90, 100 years old, it seems like, don't they? I mean, doesn't it seem like presidents just...
Most of them do.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have good lives usually, yeah.
And even
unless they get assassinated.
Lincoln didn't make it.
Yeah.
Kennedy.
No.
Kennedy.
Kennedy had a rough go.
Garfield.
But it was funny, because yesterday I was watching... One of the thing that came up my time up was a spring game from 2008, and I did some crappy video with a little camera Like I used a flip camera for a while.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we
I
did
remember that flip camera. Flip. Yeah.
Oh man, and I used that. And
did you have any problems with the camera this morning?
We didn't get to it. We talked for an hour and 45 minutes and never got to it. But he said he would do it with me, so I'll have to go back there.
Okay.
Just all the Tron said still selling a lot of cars from Fnatic, so that's good.
So Mark,
yes.
What Matt's doing today and Adam.
Mm-hmm.
What you guys tell the story? What are we doing today?
Well, Mark knows because Mark's going to participate. And as soon as we get done with this podcast, we're going to go around to all about five or six of our different advertisers, and we're just going to get a video testimonial of how much Cyclone Fnatic rocks and benefits their company.
Good.
So didn't have to twist any arms, didn't have to pay any money. I just asked people; they were all about doing it. And obviously, with Matt helping out, it's going to be nothing but the best.
You know it.
So
a two camera shoot.
I'm going to warm up with a little acting exercises.
Yeah.
Red leather, yellow leather. Leather, you know.
That red leather, yellow leather.
Ow now, brown cow.
I am not the fig pucker, nor the fig pucker son.
But
I'll
pucker?
Pluck figs till the fig plucker comes.
I never heard that one.
Unique New York. Unique. I just do an Anchorman.
I always liked how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood.
Yeah.
That's an easier one to get out. But no, I'm gonna lie for you big time today.
Well, you know, you're gonna be on it, and you're sitting here in a V-neck T-shirt. I thought maybe you'd suit up, look professional, maybe a clean shave or something.
No,
and this is what
clean
I get.
Clean shaves,
huh?
For losers.
No,
I dressed up for you guys.
No, yeah, I mean, he looks good. I look okay, and Charter looks like a scrub off the streets.
Dude, the way I look will be overcome by the things that I say.
Hey, can you edit
and how I say
that? Can you put a blazer on him when it gets done?
Sure.
Do you have that kind of talent?
Yeah.
All right, we'll do that.
A blazer.
Oh, I know something we need to talk about. Matt got engaged.
I did.
Congratulations, buddy.
Thank you.
She's a good catch. You did well for yourself.
I did.
She's
a keeper.
Dude, she...
For sure.
Like, with all due respect, she could have done a hell of a lot better than you.
Absolutely.
She doesn't listen to the podcast. No. She doesn't need to know this. Don't tell her that.
No, but isn't that the case with all of us?
I'll be at the gym. I'll be at the gym with my headphones on, running around, and she'll be like, what are you listening to? I'm like, the podcast.
Well, the podcast.
Yeah. I keep calling it the podcast. What?
How did you do it?
How did I do it? I did it at Iowa State under the campanile. I took her out to dinner, and it was like
classy.
It was like -2 degrees out.
Ooh.
Nice. Nice night for some
and I
campanile.
Had this all planned out. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Had it all planned out. I had a friend, was taking pictures right outside there, and it was so cold, man.
Did she hesitate?
Did you get on your knee?
I did, and I had we went to Caribou beforehand to get a little tea to warm up.
A cup of tea.
So I'm like, we gotta go walk around. She's like, why do we have to walk around? Like, what? It's so cold out. I don't want to do this. And I'm like, come on, we have to. So I think she knew something was up. So,
were you worried that she would say no?
No.
Did you ask her dad or mom or anything first? Good class move, Van Winkle. We raised you right, buddy.
You did.
Did you pick the ring out yourself, or did you go shopping together?
We went like a long time ago, and then it was like...
See, I don't care for that.
Yeah.
That's not my style.
But it was like
not
a year. Either. It was like it was like a year after.
Hey, it's your prerogative.
Yeah.
How did you...
But she said she was glad that I did that, because then she got what she wanted, and she didn't have to return it.
That's true. You don't want to mess that one up.
No.
How did you two clowns do it? Never heard.
Well, first of all... It was like a spur of the moment decision for me. Most people like sit around thinking,
yeah,
like just they debate like, when am I, you know what I mean? It's usually like a process. Not me. I woke up one morning, said, all right, I'm ready to go. And I was living back in Shenandoah at the time, drove over to Red Oak to a mom pop jeweler, bought the ring, period. I didn't shop around.
Yeah.
She not told me anything of what she liked.
So you didn't know cut, size, color, nothing?
No, I did it all on my own.
Did you get permission from Kevin?
Yeah, okay. Talked to Kevin. I bought the ring, and then I talked to him. But it's still the same. As long as you ask Dad. I actually asked Mom and Dad. Mm. She's very close to both parents. It's weird.
Yeah, it's not weird.
No, but it's usually like you talk to Dad because Dad's the protective. Like her, my in-laws are like, man, it is an equal household.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then, man, I was so nervous that day. And I knew she'd say yes. I mean, why wouldn't she? But we were down at the Lake of the Ozarks. And it was my brother-in-law's birthday, and it was the first day we got out of the Ozarks, and we went out to dinner/drinks like out on this patio, and I got him bombed. And this is a guy who does not like handle alcohol very well. Came back and he's like puking in our sink. at the resort we're staying at. And I'm completely fine. Like, you know what I mean? This is, but like, so then I take Ashley. I'm like, yeah, let's go on a walk. Let's go on a walk. Let's go on a walk. And she's like, dude, he's like vomiting. Like, there's kids screaming. My nieces and nephew are all like screaming and everything.
Sounds like great timing.
Yeah.
This story.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, it timed out perfectly because we were by the lake. Get on the knee, propose, right? And like, right when it happens, there's fireworks in the background. Oh. Oh, had really? Nothing to do with me. We just got lucky.
Yeah.
That sounds nice.
Yeah.
I got was like frostbite and just really cold outside.
Did you go and get more tea?
We went inside and warmed up, didn't get more tea. But part two of the surprise was...
I had two parts?
Two parts, wow. Yeah. So I proposed, and then secretly I had a surprise party for us. Like all of our best friends met at Mickey's down the street on Welch.
So were you invited?
Thanks.
I wasn't invited.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah, but we had friends come from like Chicago and Minnesota. It was like on a Wednesday.
Yeah,
so
that was a nice gesture.
It was really cool. So that was part two of the surprise.
Nice.
Got all our friends together. So yeah.
Oh, little Mickey's on Welch. Yeah.
That's where we met at Mickey's.
Quit saying all of your friends. Start saying some of your friends because Williams and I were not there. Yeah. So.
What about you, Gray? What'd you do?
So it was 7.5 years ago. It was the last time Iowa State beat Kansas State. So. We went to the game. I believe it was maybe
Chizik year, right?
No, one of McCarney's last years, I want to say.
I swear Chizik beat him.
Well, Chizik only beat five teams.
Maybe he did.
Chizik beat Kansas State.
Okay, so it wasn't
that's like his one Big 12. Like, I know he beat Kansas State.
Because I'm pretty sure the one
Josh
that we
Freeman.
Won. Yeah.
It was in Ames.
It was when Stevie Hicks had a pretty good game against Kansas State.
Yeah, that was 2004.
No, that's not the year.
Yeah, it was.
But that okay, well... Regardless, we beat Kansas State the year, so maybe it was the Chizik year. I don't remember.
Chizik was 05, though. 05, 06, wasn't it?
No. 05. McCarney was 05, 06. Chizik was 07, 08. Mm. Rhodes was 09.
Who would have thought the year I proposed that Iowa State actually won a game under Chizik? That's crazy. But yeah,
they did. They went 3-9 that year.
So I got permission from Julie's mom. Her dad passed away, so I got permission from her mom. It was the Iowa State-Kansas State game, and I had a plan. I was same thing you did. I invited a bunch of people to meet us at the Cabin Johnston. That was back when the Cabin Johnston there was actually a cool place. A lot of people went there.
Yeah.
Later on that night. So everyone at the tailgate knew I was going to be proposing later that day, except Julie. And Julie, who's not a big drinker, she got a little...
dangerous.
Little
that's
over-served.
Dangerous when everybody knows.
Yep.
That is a
and
dangerous
people are drinking.
And yeah,
people are
and drinking. You combined alcohol. Yep.
Yeah. And my wife, when she drinks, she gets a little bit, you know, a little frisky. She likes to, you know,
I
touch.
Thought you're not supposed to talk about her on the podcast.
Yeah, she doesn't listen. So
apologies.
Yeah, sorry, babe. So she's, you know, everyone's like, oh, this is so sweet. You know, she's all happy. She's giving you kisses and blah, 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 blah. Well, anyway, after the game, Iowa State won. We went out for dinner, and I had back at her apartment, I had put the ring on the table. I think I had music going because I knew we were going to be gone for like an hour and had kind of like a little setup around it. But when she walked in the door, I thought she'd walk in and just see it and be confused because we never talked about really getting married. We never went ring shopping together. I told her that it probably, you know, the only thing I said is I'm not ready to get married. Probably 2 or 3 years. I was just kind of messing with her a little bit. But she walked in the door. I thought she would see the ring. She didn't. She walked in, put her keys in. She goes to the bathroom, and I'm just sitting there. I'm like,
number so one or two?
She was in there a while. I never asked, you know. But
maybe she saw it and then was in there and was like, oh, God.
Yeah. What am I going to do?
What am I
gonna do? Right.
I guess I'm stuck. So, yeah, I mean, I asked, and she said yes, and we went to cab and had a good time. And
I'm just picturing her in there taking a steamer.
Coming out. I should have left that part out knowing you guys. I should know better after how many podcasts we've done.
Here come the emails.
Now
you're talking about your wives taking deuces.
If Julia listens to this, she will kill me.
So she said yes.
She said yes.
You brought it up this time. I did not bring her up.
July will be 7 years. So nice. Happily married. Got baby number three on the way. I don't know if we've let the Fallcast people
know. Have you let them know?
This is it, guys. We got baby number three on the way.
And the due date is in September, correct?
September 20th. Julie's birthday is September 22nd. Jake's is September 9th. So we're going to have a lot of September birthdays.
Busy month.
Yep. Thanks,
congrats,
buddy.
Man.
Thanks.
Awesome.
Yeah. So
do we know the gender yet?
No, we find out in 3 weeks. I don't know if we're going to tell people. I'm hoping, obviously, I got two boys. I'd like to have a girl, but just
I can give
regardless.
You some tips on girls.
Can you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So wiping is critical.
You got to go front to back.
Yes.
You can't go back.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to go back to the front. You got to go front to the back.
I have a daughter. I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
You go front to back.
Yeah. Like, dude.
Yeah.
Stick shift.
I love having a girl though.
Yeah.
Like we thought we were having a boy. Like we legitimately we had reason to believe like some genetic things going on that it was a boy. Like 95% to 90% something like that. It was a boy. That's what the doctors had told us, but we didn't want to know. We wanted to be surprised. When that little girl popped out, holy crap! I would encourage you to not find out. That's so much. I haven't done it the other way, but it was so awesome, the surprise.
So if it was a boy, was his name going to be Cameron?
No.
Oh, okay.
We had a different name.
It's still a surprise either way. It's just, when am I finding out the surprise?
Yeah.
Oh, I know, but this is an epic moment.
The build up, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I get that.
Telling everybody, because all of our family thought it was a boy, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For the same reasons. When I told everybody it was a girl, it was so cool.
Did you have a baby registry and everybody was registered for
No, we didn't do that. We just were getting gender neutral things it was a decision we had made that we wanted to be surprised the whole time. Even though we thought we were having a boy, we were still acting like it was going to be a surprise. And thank God we did.
Yeah. I was devastating for me when I found out Cameron was a girl, because you'd promised Mark and I was going to be Adam Mark Williams.
Which has a nice ring to it.
It sounds good. Rolls right off the tongue. So
as you're telling the story about your precious daughter, all I'm thinking about over there, because you saw me when you were asking, we were talking about the whole wiping situation. I was physically doing it that people can't see, trying to remember if I go back.
I know,
to
it looked
front.
Like you were doing a stick shift car or
front,
something.
Front to back. And I'm like, okay, yeah, you're right. It's front to back. But do you ever have those moments where you do something all the time? And in this case, I was thinking about wiping a bum, your own.
Yeah.
And if someone asked you to say immediately, if you go front to back, back to front, would you know?
No. Oh,
yeah. It's one of those things you got to think about.
For some reason, somebody asked me that at the radio station a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I would know right away.
Would you?
Yeah.
Since we're on this topic, do you guys put the toilet paper where it's coming over the top or under?
Over the top.
If you do it from under, you're
I hate
an
the
idiot.
Under, because then it's more inclined to hang down
low. Yeah, then it's touching the ground. Yeah.
And my wife puts it on that way, and I take it off, and I switch it.
It doesn't roll as smooth either. It rolls better from the top.
I have no desire to be friends with anyone that does it underneath.
Yeah.
So if you're a Fallcast listener and you have it come from the bottom, your invite is off for the barbecue.
I don't even remember what way I do it. I think
the wiping or the toilet paper roll?
No, either.
How do you not know?
You got to know at least the roll.
I don't think I know.
You don't ever put toilet paper rolls on yourself?
No, I do. I just don't think I don't think I think about it.
You don't care?
So you don't care which way it is.
Wow.
I don't think it bothers me either
way.
You're
an animal, Williams.
I don't know how you can be so indifferent about things that are so important in life.
Yeah. I don't lose any sleep over it.
How do you live with yourself?
I don't. Huh. I don't sleep.
Barely.
How do you sleep at night? So, what are you guys doing now that the Masters is over? Iowa State's got nothing going on.
I'm golfing. That's what I'm doing.
We're just golfing on the.
I got a new set of sticks, man.
What did we get?
I'm going to share this with the listeners out there who golf, because I've got three very important words to say.
Get fitted?
No. I was fitted, but so I went and played Sunday with the new sticks. Hit them incredibly well.
Nice.
So I felt good. I felt good. I went with Pings. Mm-hmm. Okay. But more importantly, I went with the Ping G25. The number really is irrelevant, frankly. Here's the three words that every golfer that's like me, it's like a 15, 16 handicap, gets pars, gets a lot of bogeys, occasional birdies. That's how I would describe my game. And here's the three words. Game improvement irons. That's what these are called. Game improvement irons. Everybody thinks that they're a pro, and we're not. Most of us are bad. So we go in there and we buy the most expensive set because it looks cool. But meanwhile, the head of the club is incredibly thin.
The blades.
There's no margin for error.
Yep.
Etc. These clubs are specifically designed to give you more room for error.
For hacks like us.
So if you do not hit the perfect shot, it doesn't matter as much. The ball is still going to go straighter than it would have with another club. So if you're shopping, say, I need game improvement irons, because they make them specifically for golfers like me.
When you say that, I think of Caddyshack, where he's got the clubs that do all the work, like the putter, where he puts it in there and it moves.
It's a little bit like that.
Yeah.
It's a little bit like
that. You
don't
even have to swing the club.
But the other thing I got, too, which I was super pumped about, I never really thought about this before, but I always hit my 3-iron like crap. And I literally, on my old set, never hit my 4. I was never...
Hard clubs to hit.
It wasn't even in my bag. The 4 was in my garage. And I didn't hit my 4, 6, or 8. I just was never comfortable with them in that set.
I love my 8-iron.
This set I got
has a replacement hybrid for the 3 and the 4.
Yeah.
There is no 3 or 4 iron.
Yeah.
And I hit those things real great too. So I'm pumped. I'm ready for golf season, man.
I hit a set of irons the other day that were all hybrid, like backs, you know, where they've got like, you know, talking about.
The cavity.
Girth to them.
Yeah. I hated that. I could not hit it for the life of me.
Hmm. Those are generally easier to hit than irons.
I know. I just wasn't used to it, I don't think.
By the way, the distance on those things you hit at the store,
that's not true.
Not even close.
They do that to make you think.
I was hitting them. No, it was worse in this
really?
Case.
Usually it's longer.
I'm hitting my 9 iron on the screen there, and it's telling me I'm going, you know, 130, 140 somewhere in there, and I'm normally like I can hit a 9 iron 160. I mean, with the wind, etc.
Big shot.
And I get out there and play at Otter Creek the other day, and I was hitting it a normal distance. So they were lying to me on the screen, but the opposite of what you're saying.
Did you play with Olsen?
I did not. Okay. I got a couple of regular golfing buddies. By the way, I was going to invite Williams because Gray doesn't show up for anything. But a plug for you. This Saturday, I think. Saturday afternoon. Going to TCI. Going to your course.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to name drop you out there. See if I can get some goodies.
Yeah, do it. Yeah. That'd be great. Yeah. I can't. I'd love to go, but I can't. I'm being Clorinda.
Whatever.
Going to go home.
I wasn't really going to invite you.
Oh, I thought you were.
I'm saving the invite for when we play the Southwestern Iowa and then go to the Shilly D.
Now, that's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm waiting for.
We need to get that on the book.
We got
to
set a date.
Yeah.
Got to set a date for that.
Hard pass.
Matt, have you ever been back home with me?
No, I haven't. I'd like to. Man, yeah, fun.
You'd enjoy it.
I would.
My dad would show you the town.
If you would take
I'd love
me,
that.
If you take me to the ice box, I'll go.
It's the ice house. It's a nice bar.
It is a nice bar.
It's a nice bar.
It's actually got TVs that you can see.
Why you want to watch TV when you're at the Shittily D? You can just talk to Kevin. Talk to the regulars. Steve.
Lights moonshine
Steve
on fire
Steve
at the bar.
Light the bar on fire with moonshine.
Dude, I'm ready for the Shittily D.
It's legit.
I'll go fit in. I can fit in.
See, I'd like to invite podcast listeners down to the Shittily D. Now, that'd be fun.
You're okay with them stealing
their
stuff.
I have an idea. Yeah. Let's do like you guys can take me on like a Fanatic bachelor party down there.
Oh, dude. Now we're talking.
Now
I like this a lot.
Now you're speaking my language, yes. Van Winkle.
Mm-hmm. Now we have an excuse to do it.
Get so. Bloom involved.
Bloom, Charter, come on down.
You know when we've made it? Like all these things, rock bands and newscasters seem to do them. They organize the trips, like the cruises or whatever.
Yeah.
The Fawcast cruise. Maybe it's only up in Lake Luverne, but, you know, got to do something. Get some listeners out
there. Can we get some sort of a party bus to transport us from Des Moines to Clorinda?
Sure. Oh, yeah. We can absolutely make that happen.
Sure.
But we need our own driver who will partake with us when we get there.
Van Ort.
Oh, yeah, Van Ort.
What's it cost to rent out the whole course down there?
$10.
Oh, stop. It's a nice course.
It is. It's not bad.
It's a beautiful course.
Have a Fawcast golf tournament.
Hmm? Now, Van Winkle, has your fiance given you any rules yet on bachelor parties?
What's the strip club deal?
Yeah, what is the strip club deal?
I don't think she's too keen on that.
See, I have a problem with that, too. No, but really, I mean, is she insecure, or what's the deal?
I just don't think she approved.
Bloom's wife got all in a hissy fit because we took him to the strip club. My wife doesn't care.
That's a really tough subject.
Yeah.
One of the tougher ones.
It is.
Why?
Because
you're not going to take that girl home.
Well, okay. But it's easy for me as a guy and most guys to justify it and say, no big deal, I'm not going home with her, etc. And a lot of girls, and I would throw my wife into this camp, she's okay with it. I mean, she didn't love it. She's not like, please go to the strip club tonight. And I have not gone many times in my life, but I've certainly been there. But it's a woman that is almost naked or naked sitting on your lap. I mean, that's a little bit of an awkward situation to be in. And I can understand for sure how some women are not fans of it, especially like the night before or the week before you're getting married to this person.
I've been to like 2 in my entire life, so it's not like I'm this connoisseur of it. I just think that most women, they think of it like you're explaining, and they don't think of it as like it's just a thing that guys do on bachelor parties. There's nothing more to it.
So flip the script real quick, though.
I would not care if Chippendales came junk in my wife's face. It would not bother me whatsoever.
So some guy comes and does the dong dance in front of her face.
Would not bother me. No.
Yeah, and I'm with you. It doesn't bother me either, but to a lot of guys,
I'm secure enough in my marriage to know that you think she's really going to try and go marry that guy? No.
Yeah.
No.
See, I've only been to 2 strip clubs in my life, for my brother's bachelor party and for Bloom's. But I might not go again after what. I mean, Crystal scared me now. I mean,
dude,
I bought Bulma a lap dance, and she didn't talk to me for.
Where was this at, by the way?
Lumberyard.
Yeah.
And it was Bloom's. We weren't even going to do it either. We had been at Benchwarmers all night.
Yep.
And we were getting ready to come home. I had texted Ashley to come pick us up.
Yeah.
Because we were all just staying at my house.
Yeah.
And Bloom's like, no, we gotta head. So then we come find out. I'd broke the news when we were. Oh God, Bloom's gonna be mad about this. So we were with them. We were at Knoxville Raceway. We went out to dinner. I actually think we were like Peachtree Brewery.
You went to dinner at the Knoxville Raceway?
Well, we were going to the races that night.
Okay.
The Blooms were with us.
Got it.
And I dropped that we went to the strip club.
Yeah.
And my wife... No, I think Ashley did it.
Yeah, Ashley did it.
Yeah. Ashley did it. She's like, yeah, when I picked you guys up at the lumberyard or whatever that night. Yeah. And Crystal's like, what? And like, man, it was there was some fury. So, Matt, are you going to respect your fiance? Well, are you going to... wishes? Or are you going to just roll?
If we just go... And you guys have something planned. I'm not going to say what. I'm going to say the guys are going to take me out. We're going to have a good time. And if
the thing happens, what Adam and I did at Blooms, we just sat there. It's not like you're buying lap dances and stuff.
Yeah,
like
I didn't get a lap dance.
I didn't get one either. We just hung out and drank some beer.
Yeah,
honestly, too. And I don't go every weekend. I have no desire to do that. But for anybody, and I'm sure there's people listening that have never been to a strip club. There's got to be. It's an awkward environment. It just is.
Yeah, absolutely.
I
mean,
the last time I went, some buddies wanted to go. I tagged along. I had a couple drinks. I went home. But literally, you'll see guys there, like older guys, that are there because that's the only loving they're getting.
Yeah.
Up in the front row throwing the dollars on the stage. And the one I went to, which was in Des Moines, north side of Des Moines. Don't remember the name of it. I'm not kidding.
Big Earls?
No, it wasn't Big Earls, no. But in that area. But literally, there's TVs. There's TVs up in the corner, right? And all of them are playing porn.
Seriously?
What? So there's hardcore porn.
See, I've never been to one
on
like
all
that.
Of the TVs.
That's weird. So that would weird me
so,
out.
So you're hanging there with your buddies, right?
Yeah,
essentially.
That's
on TV.
That would be weird for me.
And I'm like, I don't know any guy that wants to watch that with their buddies. I don't know why they're choosing that.
Yeah.
So if you've never been, that's what you're missing.
Yeah.
So
but see, I've never, well, again, I'm 30 and I've been to two in my entire life.
Same here.
Yeah, that's it.
So,
same for me.
But like, I've never been to one where it's like that.
Yeah. Literally north. I don't know what it's called. There's only so many, I'm sure.
I got to imagine if we take you down to a Clarinda area, there's some really good talent down there at the local strip club.
We got one in Hamburg.
Yeah?
Go down to... I would not do that.
Full of tents?
Okay.
Dude, no, it's... I've never been there, but so there's another bar. Back when I was living in Shenandoah, about 10 miles, it's called Imogene, Iowa. It's one of the smallest towns probably in the state. Like, I don't even... like. 100 people live there.
Yeah.
Like but they have a really cool bar.
Yeah.
It's an old Irish settlement. Like it's like a legit, really neat bar. And we would go there on Thursday nights and just shoot pool. I mean, just really chill. And then the Hamburg strippers would show up. You know, if you waited there long enough, they'd make their presence felt.
Fun.
I always think of Zippers. There's a club in Okoboji called Zippers. Never been there, but every time we go to Okoboji, we have a place we pass right by Zippers.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, Zippers, gentleman's club.
Right.
I always like how it's a gentleman's
club. Well, I won't take Matt to one because I like Mallory a lot. Yeah. She's a sweetheart, and if it makes her uncomfortable, I won't do
more,
it.
More power to her.
I didn't go to one on my bachelor party. I told the guys like I don't want to do.
I don't think it makes any
if
woman
I had a choice,
comfortable.
I would say no.
By the way, like I'm comfortable with it.
Yeah.
You know, they just tolerate it.
The only two times I've ever gone were on bachelor parties when that guy wanted to do it.
Same for me.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's the only two times I've ever done it.
Yep.
We went for a buddy of mine, good friend of mine, who got married about 10 years ago. And I felt bad for him because by the time we got there, and I think it was the lumberyard, he was so drunk from previous drinking, he never even made it inside. He stayed out in the bus we had rented the whole time puking.
Yeah.
And everybody else went in, like great friends we were at the time. Like, well, we're here, so we might as well go.
He'd want us to go in.
Yeah.
He'd want us to get a lab dance.
Do you guys know good t-shirt makers, by the way?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Because my dream is not to be a real estate agent. My dream is to be a t-shirt maker.
Really?
I've got a long list of ideas at home for t-shirts, things I want to do. But I need the graphic designer that can draw it.
Why don't we start our own t-shirt
and then
company?
We could
buy a screen printer.
Tell me if you like this idea, though. Here's one of like a million that I've got. But you mentioned the real small town in Iowa. And one day I looked at all the towns in Iowa, and there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
Tiny ones you've never heard of. But one I liked had a population of like
200 or whatever. I don't remember. We have a town called Gravity,
yeah,
Iowa.
That's right over by Clarinda.
So Gravity, Iowa. So picture the sign. You got the little population stick with the number on it, you know, yeah, 80 or whatever. Gravity, Iowa, keeping Iowans grounded since. And then the year it was founded. You know, that's a great, you could sell it to the people in Gravity,
my old,
but I like it.
My old drama teacher lives in Gravity.
Yeah, I like it.
My favorite Iowa town is What Cheer.
We drove by that on our way home from Iowa City the other day.
Yeah, it's right off,
right
of,
off of 80, right?
Yeah. What Cheer.
What Cheer.
Bell Plains, What Cheer is what it says in the
It's got to be an Indian like reservation or something, right? Yeah. Something about that.
Yeah, probably. I'm surprised.
There are some great towns. Like the, I did a speech on this one time, town slogans.
Yeah.
In Iowa, there's some really hilarious ones.
Yeah.
Like there's one over by, it's somewhere in between like Ames and Fort Dodge. Mm-hmm. And there's like the town, I don't even remember, like Farnhamville, I think, where you drive by it and there's like the town sign that says welcome to Farnhamville. And then like, I mean, like in your car, like 5 to 10 seconds later, it goes, whoa, you're leaving Farnhamville. It's hilarious. I laugh every, because it's on my way to my in-laws, so I laugh.
My buddy lives in Rockwell. On the way to Rockwell, there's a town right before it that's tiny, and I'm drawing a blank on the name, but it says whatever the town is, next 7 exits, like somebody hand drew the sign, and like the next 7 exits are like people's driveways. Like there's like one street as you go by. So every time I'm counting them, there's one, there's two, there's three.
That's funny.
They have good sense of humor.
See, that's kind of like our nut cup thing. That's what we're trying to do.
If you guys can hook me up, with the t-shirt guy, I will spring for some Fawcast shirts that we can give some away.
Touch the clip.
Have them for ourselves.
We're having a meeting with him tomorrow at 10.
We need to come up with something good to say about
it. We have Clint tomorrow at 10 on the new website.
Gray, yeah. Gray looks like he's really familiar confused. With this meeting.
You're not double booked, are you?
No. For some reason, I was thinking today was Wednesday. I'm losing my mind. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Love the Fawcast logo with the drawings.
Yeah, Johnny illustrated on Twitter. How he's awesome is that?
He's awesome. That
he's
guy.
Great, he gets a free t-shirt.
Yeah,
he does.
When they come out.
Really cool.
We should use the drawing.
Yeah. We should.
For the t-shirt.
I
don't think putting us on a, I don't know, that seems a little self-promotional.
I think we need to come up with a slogan. I mean, Fawcast is good.
We should let the listeners create the t-shirt.
That's not a bad idea.
A listener sitting right next to us gave us the name. Fawcast. That's where it came from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did not know that. I was giving you credit the whole time.
No, I did. It was Van Winkle.
Sorry. For creating it.
Sorry. You never gave credit to my face. I've always
in my brain. In my brain, I was giving you credit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was all Maddie. Yeah. All right. We're at an hour, boys. Matt, I hope you enjoyed your debut.
Did we talk about anything besides nothing?
No. When I first got here, we talked about the Iowa State-Nebraska game for like 10 seconds.
I got one question for you, and I guess you guys can chime in too. Does Joel Lanning play this year?
He should.
Oh, yeah. Just because
they're going to be getting... I heard you and Bloom on the podcast after the spring game, and it just...
There will be a blowout.
Yeah.
In which he
one way or another, and he'll play.
But is he going to move from third string to second string? That's the question, because if there's a blowout right now, Grant Rojas is second string, then he's not playing.
Injuries happen.
I don't know.
I bet he sees that.
But I think Lanning, I think there'll be some gadget stuff
is
for him.
Is he a junior this year? Redshirt junior?
Sophomore. I said that when he was being recruited, before he'd even signed. I saw Randy Peterson wrote that belt-dozer thing. I've been saying that for 3 years about Joel Lanning. They should use him in that way. I mean, you're freaking Iowa State. Like, let's get a little creative here. You got a really talented kid. Put him on the field.
I don't get the mentality of letting him sit and waste away,
but
basically.
If he didn't play in the Kansas game, I'm sorry, I remain skeptical that they'd put him in even in a blowout. Because the Kansas game last year was the perfect situation for him to come in, get a couple series. He didn't play, so...
I mean, I don't think you can use that. I mean, you got to realize it's still in his first 365 days of a new playbook. I mean, I don't think that you can take that game and say he won't play next year because of it.
Well, no, but right now he's still third on the depth chart.
Yeah, with the depth charts.
Do you worry?
Depth charts are as valuable as the paper they're printed on.
Not for quarterbacks. Yeah. Quarterbacks are different than maybe what you're talking about, wide receivers and running backs.
You're telling me that.
Yeah.
college football coaches are real trustworthy when it comes to their game plans these days. Come on.
Look at Iowa's depth chart. Their number one quarterback now plays at Michigan. So,
yeah, it's very loose. I mean, he could still be the third string quarterback as far as a starting quarterback goes, but have gadget plays worked in where he'll play more than Grant Rohatch, which would be my prediction.
I hope you're right in the gadget plays. I'm just looking at it from the last 5-10 years. How many gadget plays does Iowa State really ever
run?
They don't run gadget plays.
You can't say 5-10 years. Like, what does that have to do with this roster and this regime and this quarterback? And
I'm just saying, as a fan base, we've always said, oh, we're going to see a lot of trick plays. We're going to see some gadget plays. Or, oh, man, we have this new pistol offense. Just wait. It's the same stuff every year.
Well, nobody's even talking about this. I'm just saying, like, if you're going to get Landon on the field, I think that's the way to do it. I don't think he's a better starter than Sam Richardson.
We don't know.
Huh. Well, if he was, I mean, Paul Rhodes is coaching for his job. He's going to put the guy out there he thinks he's going to win. He doesn't want to get fired.
Right.
I'm glad we could talk some Cyclones on this Cyclone podcast.
You can put it in the description. Wait until an hour.
Wear red tomorrow. Reminder, Hoiberg goes under the knife tomorrow, right?
Kind of a cold way to put it, but yeah.
Hopefully this
podcast. He had a similar procedure last year, didn't he?
No.
That was just for the battery to replace.
That was the pacemaker.
Yeah.
So this is a little bigger.
This is a big deal.
This is a big one.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll hopefully we get a shiny release from Iowa State tomorrow afternoon that everything went great. Sure we will.
We will.
All right, go and create that promotional video, you animals.
I'm excited.
All right.
Let's do it.
Thanks, guys. MarkCharter.com. Check him out. Stay tuned to Mark. What's the Fawcast Twitter thing again? @Fawcast?
@Fawcast.
Yeah. And Mark's going to create t-shirts. He's excited about this.
Yes.
All right. So long, everybody.